Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Hurricane Milton, Category 5. Storm in the Gulf of Mexico has the eyes of the nation and the thoughts for all the people, particularly in Florida, there from the, basically, they call it the Big Bend. And the last storm with Helene, Paul, as you know, made landfall in that Big Bend area with tidal surges that really, in some cases, were catastrophic. Then, of course, it moved up into the south, which created, some describe it as a once-in-a-thousand-year flood scenario, particularly in the Carolinas and, in particular, western North Carolina. But this storm is going to cut through the panhandle of Florida, somewhere around that Tampa area, south, Bradenton, Sarasota.
Yeah, it's going to go right over the peninsula along a line roughly equal to Interstate 4, which is an east-west artery, and it'll come out somewhere between, they think, Daytona and St. Augustine. So what we're looking at on the dirty side of that storm, which is the, if you look at a clock, the dirty side of a hurricane would be from 12 o'clock until 3 o'clock.
That's a good okay? way to describe it.
And since that's going to be the way that it goes in, if the 12 is the part that goes in first, then all the people who are in between 12 and 3 are going to get the worst part of the storm. Well, if it's just a little bit south of Tampa Bay, which is what they're thinking right now, then that's Sarasota, that's Bradenton, that's Fort Myers, that's everything in between on the dirty side of the storm. Big storm surge, 12 feet, maybe higher, is forecast from just north of Tampa Bay all the way down to basically Fort Myers. And then you've got what happens after it goes inland, which is it's continuing as a hurricane. We're looking at 12 to 18 inches of rain in the most in the heaviest areas, possible tornadoes and hurricane force winds.
We're going to go live to that Bradenton area here right after the news at 6:30 and also check in with meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
I can't stress enough how awful this could be for such a large number of people, because we've been focusing on the coastline, but this thing is going to go right over, right in through the Orlando area as well. It's going to touch two of the biggest population centers in Florida.
And Aaron is checking, our producer, on Disney, see if the hotels there.
They're closed.
They're all closed
yep,
now.
They're closed.
Yeah, that is, I mean, they have the capability of housing a lot of people. So if they're closed, that gives you some indication, because, you know, everything they have done has been built, you know, to withstand under the new codes of hurricane standards. So if the Disney hotels are closed, that's an indication of just how serious they anticipate this storm being.
This is a clip of a lady, Maria Green. She's a resident at Treasure Island, Florida. It destroyed her home. Helene did. And she thinks that Milton will deliver the final blow.
This one coming, we're going to lose everything.
There you go.
And again, you feel so helpless for those people there. And then the post-storm aftermath will get a lot of people in this region. Brothers Brother Foundation is helping, the Red Cross. There are many organizations. They have trucks and trucks lined up. Did you see those? To go restore power. So they have the utility crews lined up.
One of the most heartening things you can see if you're in Florida or a hurricane area is after the storm is through and it's safe to come in, you know, these long lines of utility trucks from other states where these people come in and get busy. It's really like an army of utility workers. It's amazing how many there are. And when they're leaving the state in their great big caravans, hard to miss.
And we'll keep you posted on that. Locally, a lot of people talking about Sarah Inamorato's proposed budget, a budget of $1.2 billion that includes a 46.5% property tax increase, $81 million deficit, and they don't think they have the votes to get it through, so there's going to have to be some work done on this budget.
A little horse trading. Also, in my preparation for the program this morning, I ran across a release from State Representative Tim O'Neill out of Washington welcoming Allegheny County residents who don't want higher taxes to come to Washington County. Low taxes, high quality of life. He says the schools are good and they've got nice municipalities. And so opportunistically getting...
Very clever.
Yeah.
All right. And Pens open the season tonight at PPG Paints Arena, hosting the New York Rangers with Captain Sidney Crosby. And Penguins fans excited to see what we got.
There's a new player on the team. There are some new faces, but there's one I want to mention. His name is McGroarty, and he's young. And it's a little bit of a surprise that he made the team, but he did. And I was talking about this with PJ yesterday. We're both big hockey fans, and the thinking was he was going to go to, you know, Wilkes-Barre to get some seasoning for a couple of years. So that's exciting to know that someone's playing that well to make the team. We'll see how he does when it gets real tonight. But
and the hardest working man in hockey, Grandpa Sidney Crosby.
Right. You know, I've been here, you know, since December of 2006. There's never been a time when I've been in Pittsburgh where he wasn't a Penguin.
Yeah, 20 years now. How about that? So let's go Pens, and that's what people are talking about on the Big K Morning Show. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. Audacy, a great resource for news, weather information, even Friday Night Lights football. Our team does a great job every week. And in just a few minutes, we're going to go live to the Bradenton area in Florida. And for those that don't know, we have a sister city relationship with Bradenton because of the Pirates spring training there for over half a century. And as you might expect, a Pittsburgher is at the center of that and helped broker that. Elliot Falcioni, who we met going down there for spring training for so many years. And he's going to give us an update. And in his role as executive director of Convention and Visitors Bureau. Part of that includes, you know, the team that assesses storm situations and emergencies. So we'll get how they're preparing for this storm here in just a few minutes, right after the news at the bottom of this half hour. And I do want to take a minute thinking about everybody down there. Thoughts and prayers, obviously, for everybody in that region. So many connections. And Paul, I know a couple that finally, after many years, maybe about 8 years ago, got a home down in the Fort Myers area. They lost their home a couple of years ago with that storm. Then, almost 2 weeks ago with Helene, they had finally, after 2 years, had rebuilt their home so that they could basically, you know, go down and utilize it. And then Helene flooded their home. Wasn't a total devastation like the previous storm, and now this. So there are a lot of stories like that. People and their pets, the shelters had to empty, and they couldn't take, you know, I mean, there's just so many cascading issues.
Problems just compounding on top of one another.
And back-to-back storms like this. So it's one thing to get a storm that, it, you know, once in a, and it's surprising to me how few hurricanes have hit this part of Florida, you know, coming through the Gulf.
Yeah, normally they spin up and go between the Keys and Cuba and then go like northwest into the Gulf. And usually we're talking about the panhandle of Florida or perhaps Louisiana, Texas. And I think that's the reason why. You don't see many form in the western Gulf and then go east.
Cut across like this, yeah. All right, we'll go to Bradenton Live here, and then we'll also check in with meteorologist Joe Lundberg. This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, along with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen, and we want to go right to Bradenton, Florida, which is in the eye of the storm, which is over the Gulf of Mexico right now, Hurricane Milton. Elliot Falcione is the executive director of the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau. Elliot, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Paul.
So what's the game plan? You've dealt with Helene. You gave us a firsthand report on Anna Maria Island and the region. And now here, less than 2 weeks later, we have this other storm that I don't think anybody saw being this intense.
No, and I think as we sit here right now, the Gulf of Mexico water's about 86 degrees. So, you know, that just fuels the fire. What we were hoping for was a northern kind of trough to help create a shear to break up that hurricane a little bit, to bring it down to a Cat 3. So far, that's not working, and it's now moving at 14 miles per hour northeast. So right now, that landfall, you all have heard about it, basically from the Clearwater area, let's just call it West Tampa to South Sarasota, is the cone, and we are right in the middle of that cone. So the more south it goes, Fort Myers, Sanibel Island could take some surge. If it goes into St. Petersburg, Tampa, then Anna Maria Island, Longboat Key will take 10 to 15 feet of surge as well. So, you know, you guys know what a hurricane's like, a topper. We won't know until we experience it. We are as prepared as we can be, and we're going to be in the hunker down mode probably here in about 10, 12 hours.
Elliot, a couple of quick questions. How far does the evacuation zone extend from the coast inland, and where are you going to be when this thing arrives?
Thanks, Paul. I'm in a master plan community called Lakewood Ranch, so you know I-75, so I'm east of I-75. That's about 30,000 single-family homes. It's the second biggest master plan development in the United States, 33,000 acres. That is a landmass size of two Manhattan, New Yorks, once it's fully developed in 15 years. The evacuation zone isn't particularly just coastal Florida. We're blessed with a lot of rivers and bays. So AB is basically all of the islands and then down the Manatee River. and then parts of areas called the Braden River, which is really on the mainland. So it's a little bit all over the place. We currently have 2,500 people in shelters. Mainly they're people that really can't care for themselves. We can host 25,000 people if we need to. But really, the good news yesterday, the 8 p.m. briefing with the county is 100% of the barrier islands have been evacuated. So we're glad that people are heeding our warning. Water is shut off, sewage lines are shut off, and we're as ready as we could be, and just pray that we have no loss of life. That's the most important thing.
And what are they telling you in terms of how long this storm will last?
24 hours, starting at about 11 o'clock tonight. We're expected to see landfall at 2 a.m. Thursday morning. That's going to be consistent 85 to 110 mile an hour wind. I've always been taught, and this doesn't include gusts, but for every mile inland, you just take 1 mile per hour off the hurricane. So if I'm 20 miles an hour in, 20 miles in, then obviously 20 miles per hour. But that doesn't include, extreme wind gusts. Let me give you a tidbit here, guys. The county since Helene has removed 10 million pounds of debris, off of Anna Maria Island and parts of West Bradenton onto the landfill. And that only probably took away about 30 to 35% of the debris laying around. So they're actually going to try to remove some more debris today. So we don't have projectiles flying around, people's livelihoods, refrigerators, windows going into the bay. That's just a little bit of a tidbit that really nobody really realizes what's going on down here. And that's just Manatee County alone. It has nothing to do with the amount of debris removed in Sarasota County.
Well, Elliot, we're with you guys, praying for you, and we'll hope for the best, but appreciate you taking time to give us an update. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Larry. For people that really want up-to-date information, BradentonGulfIslands.com. There is a link to the county status of the weather, and then I'll send you the county reports a few times a day, so you'll have up-to-date of what's going on with the storm. In the aftermath as well. So I really appreciate everyone's support. I sure wish I was at the Hometown Heroes last night, but thank you for the prayers. We're really going to need it on this one.
Well, I appreciate you. Love you, brother, and be safe.
Love you too. Thanks. Take care, guys.
Elliot Falcione, the executive director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Bradenton, who is a Pittsburgher, has been there more than 30 years, and he's never seen anything like this. Meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's headquarters. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Obviously, the focus is on Hurricane Milton, and we just checked in with the Bradenton area. Elliot, who's the executive director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau there, they're getting ready to hunker down. So what's the latest details on this monster storm?
It's still a Category 5 storm. I mean, it went through an eyewall replacement cycle yesterday, so the pressure came up, the wind field came down a little bit, and now that the second eyewall has contracted, it's gotten deeper again. Probably leveled off. I don't think it's going to get any stronger than it is right now with 160-mile-per-hour wind. So the weakening trend will begin, but it's going to be a slow enough process that it's going to go inland probably around 1 or 2 o'clock tomorrow morning as a Category 4 hurricane. So we're expecting winds probably 130 miles per hour or greater at the point of landfall.
Joe, is there any anticipation at all that the forecast track is going to change substantially in the next 24 hours?
I doubt it. If anything, there might be a slight, and I do mean slight, southward trend. That would be helpful for the Tampa Bay area. If it can go in south of there, that may mitigate the very worst of the storm surge, but it's still going to be very much life-threatening. I hope everybody, and I do mean everybody, that was asked to evacuate has done so, because that's something that I don't know if it's survivable, that kind of a storm surge of 15 to 20 feet in those areas from there on south toward maybe the Fort Myers area.
And is it possible, Joe, it will maintain hurricane status as it cuts through the peninsula till it gets to the Atlantic side?
Probably so, because it's point to, you know, it's probably going to take less than 12 hours to traverse the state before it exits out the east side sometime during the late morning hours of tomorrow. So I would imagine it's still going to be at least a category one hurricane by the time it makes its emergence out over the waters of the Western Atlantic.
Appreciate the update, Joe. Thank you.
You're welcome, Larry.
Meteorologist Joe Lumberg at AccuWeather headquarters on the Big K Morning Show. And every Wednesday in our 7 o'clock hour here on the Big K Morning Show, we welcome Rich Fitzgerald, the Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, encompassing 10 counties and the city of Pittsburgh. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Boy, there's a lot of news going on these days between our friends in Florida, what's going on with the county budget, and we're going to talk about AI today and artificial intelligence. Having seen you late at night one night and the next day, I'm starting to believe that maybe Larry Richard there's an AI of you, because you're everywhere. You're just all over to North Carolina, the Steeler game late at night. Anyway.
And our Hometown Heroes event, and thank you and your wife for attending. We appreciated it. As you saw, Jim Leland, and you received our Lifetime Achievement Award last year. You were gracious to do that and come back. And Jim's kind of the quintessential person that you just like, just go to work and do what you do.
That's exactly right. It was great to see Jim, and he was obviously very, very humbled last night to receive the award. He's had, I think you mentioned it last night, a big year. Hall of Fame for baseball, Hall of Fame for the Pirates, son's getting married. And you're right, he's a quintessential Pittsburgh. When he gave his acceptance speech last night, he said, "I'm really just like every other Pittsburgher. I just get up and go to work every day and
love that.
Do my thing, you know?"
All right. Budget. I know. So $1.2 billion budget for Allegheny County. Sarah Inamorato announced her proposal, a 46.5% property tax increase because they're projecting an $81 million deficit. So I couldn't let that moment pass and ask you about it, because for the past 12 years, that's been your job.
It has. And I the night of the presentation of the budget, always one of the biggest nights for county government. And people might remember, or they may not, 2 years ago, I actually predicted that this day was coming, because the one thing about county budgets, when you deal with millage and property tax, it doesn't adjust for inflation. So for 12 years, it never adjusted. It stayed flat, which in essence was a little bit of a reduction, if you think about it, with respect to inflation. 2 years ago, the county, I would have had to propose to county council a budget increase, a millage increase, except for the American Rescue Plan came in. The federal government gave us, Allegheny County and other governments, over $350 million to plug some holes in our budget that happened during COVID, revenue shortfalls, things along those lines. So, you know, that money that came in from Senator Casey and Congressman Doyle and Congressman Lamb at the time really forced, you know, we were able to forestall the increase, but it was coming, and I predicted it would be coming. It's interesting, the very same people that are in the budget office, Tim Cox, he's the budget director, he was there when I was there, the same people putting it together, this structural deficit was going to come. There were a few things that have happened that have also exacerbated that. The collapse of the downtown office market, which has led to massive reductions in property tax collections for all three taxing bodies, including the county. So some of these things have happened. And as I was leaving office and Sarah was coming in, council was able to put in some big spending last year, a big 14% increase at community college, big increases at the jail. I probably wouldn't have approved, and I'm not sure this county executive would approve, but they were able to get it in the transition. So there's a lot of different factors that have come into play for this to happen. But whether County Executive Inamorato was in office, or County Executive Fitzgerald, or Honorato, or Roddy, it's someday this was going to have to happen.
That said, this is a proposal by Inamorato, so it has to be approved, so there may be some horse trading that goes on.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo. The Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
To try to get enough votes.
That's what people probably aren't familiar with. It is only a proposal. And when I would present budget proposals, it is ultimately county council's budget. They are the ones who will be writing the ordinance, introducing the ordinance. It's really the one power, and I was on council for 12 years. It's the really the only one power that county council has. They often try to get sometimes involved in things that they don't have authority on, but the budget is their authority. So some of these council members that are saying, well, we could have, should have been increased. They could have done this. This is their budget. They could have done this last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago. And all the spending that goes on is introduced and proposed by county council.
But you understand when people hear 46.5% tax increase, but the real economic number isn't as high as maybe people think it would be in terms of personal impact. Although any increase, okay, but it's then the schools use that millage to, don't they adjust their budgets to, if you have an increase in Allegheny County, don't they utilize that down the road?
They don't have to, but sometimes that could occur. Now, that's oftentimes on the assessment side of things, because the property tax comes with two functions, the millage and the assessment. The assessment hasn't been changed in 13 years, and I didn't want to do a property reassessment. And now we're going through that.
Is that coming? Yeah.
That's a separate battle or a separate dispute that's going on. But then on the millage side, all governments, and you've seen this with other counties, my county commissioners that we deal with, they have the same issues, and you will see every once in a while they'll forestall the millage increase for a number of years, and then you'll have a 20% or a 30%. It'll be all at once kind of a thing. So let's say Allegheny County had introduced every year a 2% increase just over the last 12 years. That's probably where you'd be right now, maybe a little bit within that range. But what would have had to have happened is county council would have had to vote every single year for 10 votes to raise that millage. And I will tell you, when I would propose a budget every year without that millage increase, most county council members would say, oh, thank goodness I don't have to vote on a millage increase.
Right, because that the optics of that are, yeah, you're raising taxes.
But when you have income tax, your taxes go up every year with inflation. If you get an increase in your wages, you automatically get an increase in the amount of income tax.
Right.
But there's no vote that Congress has to take or the legislature in Harrisburg has to take. But when it comes to millage, there has to be a vote because it has to be moved.
All right. And artificial intelligence, a big symposium coming to Pittsburgh. We're going to talk about that. Coming up next with Rich Fitzgerald and a special guest next. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Rich, before we get to our discussion on artificial intelligence, I was thinking about being somebody in your previous role for 12 years when you see we've never had to await a storm like Milton now that you heard when we checked in with Elliot and Bradenton. Man, just the massive effort that they'll have at cleanup and to keep people safe in the meantime.
You're absolutely right. And the thing about us in Pittsburgh is almost all of us have a family member or a connection. I mean, you bring on Elliot, who grew up here, Falcioni, but there's so many of us that have connections to Florida, people that have retired, have a second home there, young people have taken jobs there, that type of thing. I can't imagine every year, almost at this time of the year, to be worried when you go to bed at night, is my home going to be damaged? We get a little bit of rain once in a while. I don't say we don't have bad storms, but nothing compared to what those folks down in Florida are experiencing.
And the cost, obviously it's become cost prohibitive for some people because of the insurance rates, because they have to keep, rebuilding certain sections. But these storms are more intense, and there hasn't been a direct hit in the Tampa area like this since 1921. So we may think, and they do have storms every year, but certain parts of Florida have been fairly immune to this kind of storm.
And even when they don't get a direct hit, when the storm starts kind of barreling towards them, the stress level of, battening down the hatches of your house and the windows and everything that you have to do, and then oh my goodness, thank goodness it went to the south of us, or it went to the north of us, but to live through that is, I really can't imagine what they go through.
We also checked in yesterday with Central Catholic grad Mike Gallagher, who's a sports journalist who now lives in Tampa, and he was telling us about his kids left to drive to Pittsburgh and gave us a pretty good idea what it was like. They had to go to 17 gas stations to fill up just to evacuate, plus go into the grocery store. We just kind of take all this for granted, and everything was wiped out.
It's hard. You've seen those lines when people were trying to find gas. It's for people of a certain age, you remember back in the 70s when you had to get in line on a certain day when there was a gas shortage in this country. But yes, when you're trying to get out of town and it's hours and hours on the interstate as everybody's trying to flee and head north, it's we feel for those people, and God willing, everything will be fine for our friends in Florida.
All right, we're going to be joined by Joanna Dovin, and we know Joanna here very well. She owns a consulting firm, and she is a forward-thinking woman. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning. I'm on my phone right now, so I hope you can see me okay.
I don't know if we could see you, Joanna, but let me say, Joanna is forward-thinking is a very good way to describe Joanna Dovin. And one of those forward-thinking things she's doing coming up next week is organizing an AI summit. Now, and Larry and I were talking about this, and I do think there are two or three Larrys because he's everywhere. So when you have that artificial intelligence of Larry Richard, that's one good thing. But Joanna, you've got not only Governor Shapiro coming in to kind of kick this off, you have the Lieutenant Governor as well hosting a panel discussion. And the big news that just came out yesterday about NVIDIA. I don't know if people are aware of that company, one of the biggest companies in the world that is now going to be setting up operations in Pittsburgh. Talk a little bit about some of those topics, Joanna.
Sure. Now, this is really all about jobs, which, you know, Rich, I know this was your key focus as county executive for 12 years. NVIDIA is a $3 trillion company. And there's a reason why they're coming to Pittsburgh to set up more operations. They've actually already been here to essentially connect their technology with the growing number of AI and robotics companies in our region. It's really an amazing story. You know, people don't realize that Carnegie Mellon is home to the number one AI school in the entire world. And what we really want to do is tell the entire, not just Pittsburgh community, but the region and the world, that Pittsburgh is the place to do AI and to do it in the right way. So what we want to have happen is more companies like NVIDIA look to Pittsburgh to move, to grow their operations, to grow jobs. And the trickle-down effect of that is really incredible. For one tech job in our community, there's five spin-off jobs that are created.
This is actually what we used to talk about decades ago for every steel job or every manufacturing job, that multiplier effect. And you've got some really big, big names that are going to be part of this symposium on Monday at Bakery Square. People like Andrew Moore, and people may remember that name when Google kind of began its big operation. Andrew, who's obviously got those connections with Carnegie Mellon and Google, and now the new company that he's with, people like Bruce Katz, formerly, you know, of the Brookings Institute. So you've got some really big stars in that world coming in here. But I think you've said it very well. This is about jobs.
It is about jobs. And, you know, the event is already sold out, by the way. So if you're working in Pittsburgh in tech, you have seen this economic revolution that's upon us, and it's called AI. And it requires an entire new set of power sources. It requires an entire new set of infrastructure. But the biggest thing it requires is the top minds to know how to leverage this technology to change healthcare for the better, to improve national security. These human-first founders like Andrew Moore, they could be in Silicon Valley, they could be in Boston, they could be in, they're in Pittsburgh. And they're here because we have the jockeys, we have the talent coming out of CMU, we have an affordable cost of living here. We have what we're calling an AI Avenue, which is a conglomeration of over 21 AI companies located at Bakery Square and beyond that Penn Avenue corridor to Duolingo's world headquarters. If we don't galvanize this once-in-a-generation moment and bring together our community, our economic development leaders, I know, Rich, you'll be there, our governor, of course, if we don't do this now, we're going to lose the moment. And so that was the vision that I had, and it was, quite frankly, shared by most people here in this ecosystem. That's why we have 31 sponsors. The event is sold out. We're going to have 9 sessions that day. And of those 9 sessions, we'll have 40 panelists, many of whom are from the Pittsburgh region. But being strategic, we invited people from Texas, from Boston, from Silicon Valley, because we want people to come in and hear from our founders, see what we're doing, and tell the Pittsburgh story.
Joanna Dolvin, great news and information. We appreciate it. Taking time. Thank you.
Joanna, thank you. We'll see you on Monday, and we're really looking forward to what it's going to do for this Pittsburgh region. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You got it. Last night, Stevie Wonder began his 10-city tour at PPG Paints Arena, and Pat Septak, our news editor, was there. Rich said it was a fantastic show, great crowd, and why he picked Pittsburgh first, kind of cool.
Did Pat open the show?
No.
Was he the opening act? He should have been.
We missed an opportunity for Pat with his lederhosen for Oktoberfest time.
Did we see him on the bridge with the Ferris wheel? Maybe he was out there doing that performance.
How about that? And now I hear Lucas Piatt is really ready to his esplanade. And
yes,
part of that along the river, for those that don't know, this is a big plan past where Rivers Casino is.
Yep.
It will also have a Ferris wheel, apparently. As
yes,
part of it.
Well, kicking it off, and you know, we're talking about the county executive. That was her initiative. She had to authorize the use of the county bridge that sits on. So when they came to her with that idea, she had to be the person to approve it. So, Sarah, congratulations.
Yeah, it's still sitting there. We saw it from the Lamont last night, lit up with your bridges.
The bridges are looking great. And that's where a lot of that COVID money, that American Rescue Plan money, was put into the bridges. And proud of the fact, and as Sarah mentioned this earlier in the year, Sarah Inamorata, how Public Works has really reduced the amount of county-owned poor bridges down to almost single digits at this point.
And by the way, Rich, you just got back. You had a visit with commissioners going to Harrisburg, right?
Yes, the night before we had our county commissioners at the Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. Had about almost 3,000 people at this dinner. Brad Marco Rubio, Senator Granholm from the Department of Energy, and Serena Williams. It was great. So I went from one night from Serena Williams to the next night with Jim Leland. We've had some big stars at the pleasure. Now, one thing was happening. Marco Rubio was trying to recruit LeVar Arrington's son to not go to Penn State and bring him down to Florida. So there was a little battle going on in Hershey at the dinner the other night.
Oh, that's interesting. And last night we also had, along with Jim Leland, we had Craig Patrick. I think about it. There's Stanley Cup Hall of Famer, and then Kevin Colbert, two-time Super Bowl champ, who I think has a good shot down the road of being a Hall of Famer, too. It was a great room. You had The Rock, John Wehner there, Jason Grilley, former Pirates closer. It was a fun night.
Not bad. So you did. You had people who have won Super Bowl champions, Stanley Cups, and Major League Baseball World Series champions all together. So, which is a little bit about Pittsburgh is. And every one of those individuals are very humble and very under. You wouldn't even know it.
No.
They're act like, I just went to work. Yeah, what'd you do at work? Well, we won a championship. We won a Super Bowl. But I got to be back at work tomorrow and start on the draft for next year.
We're very fortunate in this town. And to have that kind of star power, and they're all low-key guys.
Right, and then you think about the players. I mean, tonight we're going to kick off the hockey season, drop the puck on the hockey season. You know, to have someone like Sidney Crosby to be here for almost two decades, the leadership he has. For the Pirates, as someone like Andrew McCutcheon, who's been here for so long, and you think of Cam Hayward at the Steelers. We've had some really fortunate, you know, individuals who have kind of planted their flag here in Pittsburgh and served us well.
You got to see Paul Skeens, the Phenom, Rookie of the Year in Major League Baseball, our pitcher, with his girlfriend at LSU. She put him on the gymnastics apparatus, and he's on the it's hilarious, the balance beam.
If she gets him hurt, if he falls off that balance beam.
Good point. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to the Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania next. Weather says beautiful day here, sunshine 65. We're at 47 right now. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald, the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, and we have a special guest.
We do. Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis with us today. And Lieutenant Governor, as we talked to Joanna Dovin earlier, is Lieutenant Governor and the governor coming to town. That's big when you get both of the state leaders coming to Southwestern Pennsylvania to talk about AI. But as Joanna said, it's really about jobs. And as Lieutenant Governor Davis, a kid growing up in McKeesport, never forgets about where he's come from, and worrying about jobs and economic growth in his community. Welcome, Lieutenant Governor. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Rich. Thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me this morning. It's great to be with you.
Are you glad not to have to deal with the budget now? You've been through your budget issues, and we're seeing as county budgets go through, you lived through that a number of years ago. I'm sure you're watching it with glad you're not in the middle of it, I guess, is the best way to say it.
I'm glad it's not our turn at the wheel, but we'll be back at it next year for sure.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you're excited about, you know, bringing AI and artificial intelligence in a big company like NVIDIA, who's decided to, you know, plant a flag here in Pittsburgh.
Well, you know, I think this summit really demonstrates what the governor and I have been saying, that Pennsylvania is open for business, and we want to be an economic leader, and that means being at the forefront of technology like AI. Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh in particular have some great resources like Carnegie Mellon University and the University of Pittsburgh, and we should leverage those resources to help incubate new businesses and grow the ones that are already here, like Duolingo. This is really an exciting opportunity, and the governor and I have already leaned into AI technology. Last year, the governor signed an executive order to establish responsible standards and a governance framework for generative artificial intelligence for use by the Commonwealth agency. So it's something we've been focused on. We're excited that this is coming to Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania, and we need to continue to grow these opportunities and grow jobs.
And I think people also need to realize that these jobs are not just for the, you know, the software engineers and the AI folks coming out of Pitt and CMU, but the amount of energy jobs and the revitalization of places like the Homer City Power Plant or the Keystone Power Plant, coal-fired power plants that have been decommissioned. And, you know, you guys are bringing back Three Mile Island again because the electrical energy needs to power AI and electric vehicles and appliances that are moving to electrification, it's going to put so many of our workers, you know, building trades workers, to work.
Yeah, it's a huge opportunity to continue to put people to work, but also to grow jobs in our region. But, you know, look, this is an industry that can include everybody from, you know, the folks at CMU to building trades, construction workers. This is an opportunity for everyone to have an opportunity to participate, which is really exciting. It helps add to the governor and I's strategy that we have to be all the above energy state. We have to lean in to everything. And so this is just another step in helping us do that. But I'm really excited for the future of AI and what it means to Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania's economic growth. It's already impacting our economy, as you alluded to. But the governor and I's actions and positions it positions Pennsylvania as a leader in the AI space, encouraging responsible use of the technology to help not just our employees, but the entire Commonwealth grow.
Well, we appreciate this is exciting, and I'm just as a citizen excited to know that this kind of technology continues to advance in our region. And appreciate your time this morning, Lieutenant Governor.
Lieutenant Governor, good to be with you, and I look forward to seeing you you and the governor on Monday to bring good stuff to Pittsburgh. Thank you.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You too. Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis in the Big K Morning Show. Let me introduce you to Moses Jewelers custom designer, Carly.
Here at Moses Jewelers, we believe every year is a milestone. What better way to celebrate than with a bit of magic? Have you been dreaming of a new design for the first diamond you receive, or even thinking of something with a bit bigger sparkle? Come see me to discuss how we can bring new life to your diamond or trade what you have towards your big diamond dreams.
Visit Moses Jewelers in Seven Fields or online at MosesJewelers.com. 755 News Radio KDKA, and want to thank Rich Fitzgerald again bringing us new information. And I am excited personally about Pittsburgh and the region being on the cutting edge of this whole artificial technology.
Well, what we talk about often is, you know, what is for the future? What is for people growing up here? What opportunities are going to exist in the future? You know, we know generations ago, so many people moved here and came here for those great opportunities in steel and manufacturing. And I think we're seeing this next generation of industrial age, along robotics and AI and life sciences, that our universities are at the forefront on. And we got the resources here and putting it all together to make it work for all of our kids.
Rich, thanks a lot. Caitlin O'Connor with you. Thank you. And we'll see you next week.
Keeps us online. See you next week.
Safe travels. You're always moving around now.
Going down to Greene County right now, so we're on our way. So
it's a hockey night in Pittsburgh. The Pens open the 2024-25 season at PPG Paints Arena and welcome the New York Rangers. And we want to check in with our Odyssey Sports Director, Jeff Hathorn. On our video mix, kdkradio.com, you can see Jeff on the radio on our video stream. Jeff, here we go. Captain Sidney Crosby, you know some of the names, but what should fans know about who are these guys?
Well, you don't welcome the Rangers. Forget them. I mean, come on. They're in town, but we don't welcome them.
Good point.
Neither their fans. I mean, you're not welcome in PPG Paints Arena. Let's be real.
Point taken.
Listen, yeah. You still have the big three. Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang still remain. There are some familiar names. Erik Karlsson is back. Marcus Pettersson. But, man, there's a lot of new names, Larry. I mean, the wingers, you probably know Drew O'Connor or have heard that name. But Anthony Beauvillier, who will be on the top line most likely today. Rutger McGroarty.
Who?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Ooh. Jesse Puljujärvi. Kevin Hayes is a new Penguin, as is Cody Glass, acquired last year. So, I mean, those are some of the new names you're going to see. And I think the biggest thing, Larry, with this team that has to change and that they have changed in this offseason is the power play. Power play was 30th in the league last year. And in losses, they were 13 of 141 on the power play. You Ouch. Change a couple of those numbers in a few of those games, and we're talking about a playoff team with a chance maybe to do something. You know, but that power play is horrible. But this year they've decided what they used to do is they like, hey, we've got all this talent. Let's let them just create. Well, That hasn't worked. So they put in a system, and they feel like they're going to be more aggressive. The puck's going to move, and hopefully there's going to be better results.
Well, we're looking forward to game one tonight again. We're not going to welcome the New York Rangers, but they'll be there at PPG Paints. Hey, while I have you, got to ask you about the Steelers. Obviously, a heartbreaking loss, in spite of all that went wrong, had a chance. Win or lose on a fourth down and goal play from the six. That said, the Steelers are 3-2 going to Vegas. Vegas has their issues, but the topic is, what about George Pickens? What is the situation with the top receiver?
Yeah, it's been some interesting reasoning. I mean, the guy's 23, and Mike Tomlin keeps talking about load management for him like he would for a 35-year-old. You know, he wants to limit those reps so he can get better reps. But then he kind of hinted at the end that, maybe there's some discipline involved in this as well. Listen, he's just not – his head isn't where it needs to be, I think is the simplest way to put it. And, you know, he's not – all in. You know, when they scored, when the Steelers scored the touchdown to Connor Hayward, he's just sulked on the bench while everybody else celebrated.
All right.
And there were times he went over to the bench, and as he sat down, guys that were on the bench got up and left.
Oh, that's not good.
There's some things, forget any of what we're saying, there's some things I think he's got to figure out with his teammates, which is worse than anything that can be said on social media.
What about Russell Wilson? More practice time? Is this his time to get a shot in Vegas?
So he's going to practice today full, supposedly, for the first time this year. As long as the calf's feeling well, he's going to go out there and give it a full reps. He's going to run the second team as they're going to prepare Justin Fields to start. Now, if he's able to go through practices, is 100% healthy, then by the end of the week, they'll have a decision to make. I think they'll stay with Justin, but, you know, with two straight losses, the door is a little bit open, or as Mike Tomlin likes to put it correctly, the door is ajar for him to have an opportunity to get out there. And, you know, I guess if he really impresses and they feel like he could make a difference, there's an outside chance there could be a change. But definitely if Justin were to struggle or they were to lose at the Raiders, there would be obviously a pretty good chance that he would get an opportunity at home against New York the next week.
Well, this is the hottest ticket for a Steelers road game. Las Vegas, new stadium, Raiders there, Steelers, Raiders. It should be fun to watch. 4:05 kick, by the way, on Sunday, and then back home against the Jets, who just fired their coach. Hopefully the Steelers can stack a couple more wins as we get ready to start facing some of our division opponents.
Yeah, and I tell you, you know, if you weren't lucky enough to be able to fly out to Vegas with the other 50,000 Yinzers that are heading out there, there's a pretty good game at home on Saturday that I know you're aware of at 3:30.
How about Pitt at 5-0 hosting new ACC opponent? They haven't played each other since 1966. The California Golden Bears come here after a heartbreaking loss. They were up 25 points and lost to Miami, so they're going to be wounded Bears. It's going to be a great opportunity for Pitt to do something special, become bowl eligible. And Jeff, as you know, Eli Holstein, quarterback of the week, Walter Camp award winner this week. Plus, Eli Holstein not only has a weapon at running back with Desmond Reed, he is the ACC receiver of the week. I don't know that I've ever heard of a running back being the receiver of the week.
No, that is something you cannot see often. Of course, Desmond Reed's the only Pitt player in history to have 100 yards receiving and rushing in a game, which is amazing when you think of all the incredible running backs that
right.
have been here been at Pitt over the years. They got something going. Look, hey, Pat Narduzzi rolled the dice, brought in a whole new offensive staff, a new philosophy, and it's worked.
And 3:30 kickoff in Acrisure Saturday. Should have a great crowd. Looks like Mother Nature is going to cooperate for the game. Jeff, always appreciate your insight and passion. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Larry.
Odyssey Sports Director Jeff Hathorn. Nobody works harder in this town, trust me. Okay, morning show, and thanks for choosing us. We're looking forward to a big weekend here, as Jeff Hathorn pointed out. And tonight, you got the Penn's opener and Pitt's volleyball team in action. And I'm excited that we're carrying the game. They does a great job. And Jeff, he kind of wears many hats when it comes to the sporting world. Meanwhile, there is an event coming up, really important event, free health care, eye care. It's called the Mission of Mercy, and I've known one of the principals, Keith Young, for many years. Used to be neighbors, and several years ago he called and said, hey, Larry, we could use some help promoting this tremendous event. And Keith joins us here on KDK. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. This is a little atypical for this event because you haven't had a chance to promote in the traditional way that you have because of the political ads tying up all the airtime.
It is doing that. We normally, a lot of our folks, the patients especially, learn about us and when the date is and what the, you know, the details of it through TV. And we have been unable to get any TV ads at all because of the political elections coming up. So you helping out on this is a great, is a big help for us. So.
Well, it's actually, it's an amazing opportunity for people who have had, you know, dental care and they don't afford it or try have avoided it. And that's one element. But first, before we talk about that, you also need to enlist the help of dentists around the region to volunteer, right?
We sure do. We need as many dentists as we can get. We've got about 80-some dentists right now. We could probably use about double that. And the reason is because the more dentists we have, the more people we are able to serve. We usually get enough optometrists and audiologists, but dentists have been, because we need more of them, it's a little more difficult. And so if you are listening to this and you want a really great volunteer experience, please sign up. It's pretty easy. mompgh.org. Just go in and hit the volunteer button. We also need other volunteers, though, too, general volunteers. We need more general volunteers, Larry, than we do actually clinical volunteers. So we're at about 1,100 volunteers right now and probably could use 1,500. So, again, anybody that's interested in this is a very tangible volunteer experience, Larry, because you get to see the fruits of your labor. You get to see the person that had the 10 teeth pulled and they walk out with the gauze, but still with a big smile because they were treated so well and they're out of pain for the first time in months. You get to see the woman that gets the hearing aid and is able to hear for the first time in 30 years. It's that kind of very tangible volunteer experience.
And about how many patients on a typical year are you able to serve?
Yeah, last year we served 1,702 patients in the 2 days. I'm anticipating 1,500 this year. Probably, I mean, I think, you know, with the inflation, the affordability issue, I think a lot of people are going to need this because the kinds of patients we certainly serve homeless people and those folks. But the patients that we mostly hit, Larry, are folks that are trying to make a decision. Do I pay the rent? Do I pay for food for the kids, or do I get dental care? And you know which one falls off is the dental care. And so I think that's why I think this is so important for that dental, hearing, and eye care for these people.
All right. The event itself is coming up in just a few weeks.
November 1st and 2nd at the Convention Center. Doors open at 6 o'clock. It is first come, first serve, and there are no eligibility requirements. I tell you, some people line up the night before. So if you want to come, you know, get there early. And then the first procedure is at 7 o'clock on Friday, the 1st.
And again, we need volunteers. What do the typical volunteers, we understand what a dentist and their time would be like, but what are you looking for your volunteers to do?
Yeah, our volunteers do a variety of things, the patient ambassadors, volunteer registration, patient registration, a variety of those types of roles. But the one that I think is most interesting is the patient ambassador, because those are folks that get to work with the patients and they move them through the facility. And I'll tell you, there were 1,700 folks there last year that got treated. There were 1,700 stories. And the people love to listen to this. And we really focus on treating these people with dignity and respect, Larry, because these are a lot of folks that don't get that all the time. And we want this. It's a tough, they're coming in for treatment, but it's also something we want them, this to be a memorable experience and a one that's very positive. And so these patient ambassadors are the ones that are that front line, if you will, customer service that they do. And that's a great role to have.
All right. MOMPGH.com, the Mission of Mercy. And again, it is
com. .org.
What I say, .org?
Com, yeah.
You know what? It comes.
MOMPGH.org.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Your people are slick because they got it covered. I put in .com and it came up, and you're right, it's .org, but it has a pass through. So MOM.
Oh, okay. Right.
So either way, you get there. MOMPGH.org, Mission of Mercy, a call to care. This is a great event. Again, November 1st and 2nd, that's a Friday and Saturday. And Keith Young, I appreciate you and all the people that are doing this. This is an incredible effort. And thanks on behalf of all those people you serve, for doing this.
Well, thank you, Larry. We appreciate you helping us out with this and getting the message out. And there are, I appreciate you saying that, there are a tremendous number of people that are working on this, the Sandy Booties, the Amanda Dixons, and others, Amiases. There's so many people working behind the scenes on this. It's tremendous. So I really appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
You got it, brother. MOMPGH.org. Keith Young, Mission of Mercy. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Let's check in with Ellen Gamble.
All right. Thanks, Larry. We have in McCandless reports of an accident now, Duncan Avenue near Cary Lane. Also, we have accidents elsewhere around the commute, tying up traffic on southbound 28, our second accident of the morning. This one is in the Route 8 Aetna bypass, and it is backing traffic for you before the Highland Park Bridge as you come southbound on 28 toward town this morning. Once you get past that accident scene, things remain heavy for the rest of 28 as you're heading down toward the North Shore past the 31st Street Bridge. If you're coming southbound on Route 65, Ohio River Boulevard, where it turns into the North Shore Expressway between the West End Bridge and the ramps for the Fort Duquesne Bridge. We have an accident there. Do watch out for slowdowns. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 8:35. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Sunshine 65 today. Right now we're at 47 degrees. And by the way, this Mission of Mercy, we just talked to Keith Young, the chairman. It's dental, and it goes, you know, x-rays, cleanings, fillings, other services, vision, get free glasses, and hearing, too. So this is a real opportunity on November 1st and 2nd. But go to MOMPGH. This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us. I'm Larry Richard, and we're joined by the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, Carlos T. Carter. Carlos, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. Working our way through the week. And what are you working on? What's the latest?
Oh, man, there's so much. So, you know, we're looking at a new location, like a more, you know, inspiring location that really inspiring our clients and employees, bring us together. So that's something we're looking at. But we definitely, you know, we'll be staying downtown. So that's something exciting. A lot of big things we're doing in tech to help, you know, black people, brown people, women, and other high priority populations with tech. So I see Pitt put out something about a big $16.8 million collective grant that we're going on to kind of help address the digital divide. So there are a lot of big things going on there, but so I can go on and on. But today, I just want to talk about the Giving Pump program. It's exciting. Program. It helps fuel local futures. Thanks to our friends at Shell at participating stations. So through the end of October, you know, if you go to the Shell stations with the purple pump, you have to pull up to the purple pump, because I pulled up to the one in Bomb Boulevard, but I don't think I pulled up on the purple pump. So last year we raised $10,000 to their generosity in the people in the Pittsburgh region. We want to double that this year. But a certain station, so on Bomb Boulevard, 57035 Bomb Boulevard, Pittsburgh, they're also in Spring Garden, Penn Avenue, Fifth Avenue, Butler, Aliquippa, but you have to pull up to the Purple Pump at the participating station. So, yeah, to support our important work here at the Urban League.
Yeah, and tell us more about what you will do with the funds. What are you working on? What is your effort right now?
There are many efforts, but these funds support our works to help people be homeowners, helps our young people. We have 100 people in a youth leadership program, supports those efforts. 150 seniors that we have, helping them, you know, to get job training and so that they can, you know, really progress in their lives. We have 3 family support centers. We serve over 1,000 families a year in Duquesne, in East Hills, in the North Side. And so helping them and immigrants with, you know, if they need to get their doctor's appointment, addressing food insecurity, helping to connect them to job opportunities, but really helping to upskill people, right? I always say people want a life that's meaningful to them. And so our job is to help to remove the barriers and make the connections so people can thrive. The people do the work. We just provide that supportive environment. You know, I always say that, you know, we don't have to necessarily be the light. The people are already the light. We have to help remove shade so people's light can shine. So the light's already there. The strength is there. We just create an environment where they can thrive. People need help removing barriers.
And again, where can people help you at the pumps?
Yeah, at all the participating Shell gas stations. They go on our Facebook page. We have information on there. But again, all around the city, including Butler, Aliquippa, on Bond Boulevard, Spring Garden Road, Fifth Avenue. So go to look for your Shell gas station and go pull up to the pumper pump. Excuse me, pull up to the purple pump. You know, they say pull up to the bumper, baby. Pull up to the pump, baby. Pull up to the purple pump, baby.
Nice. I like it.
And you can always support the Urban League by donating on our page. Again, we serve thousands of people a year. The work we do, I think, is so important. Even around Thanksgiving, we'll be helping thousands of families in terms of giving them food. It's always through the medium when we do that and connect them to resources. So we're about the people at the Urban League, right? And so about empowering the people. And I love our slogan, empowering communities and changing lives. But it's not just a slogan. We've been doing it for 106 years. You know, there are 2 books written on the Urban League. So the Urban League is very historic, but also really relevant now. So we celebrate our rich history, but we are actually moving forward. And I love when our national leader says, is this not your grandmother's Urban League? So yes, he always says that. And so, yeah, we're moving forward. So, and your support. So pull up to the purple pump, baby.
Sounded a little bit like Stevie Wonder was in town last night. Yeah, I can
hear him. I wish I could have seen him.
Yeah. All right, ulpgh.org, Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, President and CEO Carlos T. Carter. Appreciate it. Carlos, have a great week.
You too. Pull up to that purple pump, baby.
I like it. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go, AUDACY, and we'll keep you posted on what's going on. Thinking about the folks in Florida this morning, and we'll continue to follow that story of Hurricane Milton. Right now, still a Category 5 hurricane expected to make landfall somewhere after midnight tonight on the Gulf Coast around the Bradenton, Sarasota, Tampa is just to the north of there, Fort Myers. All of these places very familiar to a lot of Pittsburghers, and we'll continue to keep you posted. Coming up right after the news, you know, we mentioned we're going to be carrying the Pitt volleyball game tonight. Pitt's team is number 1 in the nation. SMU, a newcomer to the ACC, will be their opponent. And if you're tuned in, by the way, 6 o'clock tonight on the Fan, we have the Pat Narduzzi Show. Special guest Kanate Mumfield. Star receiver as the Panthers 5-0 could become bowl eligible. And speaking of newcomer to the ACC, you got California coming in on Saturday at Acrisure, 3:30 kickoff. Looks like Mother Nature's going to cooperate. 71 degrees, really a nice chance afternoon to see the talent of Eli Holstein, their quarterback, Desmond Reed, their sensational receiver. Pitt's defense. So if you haven't been for a while, come down and see the Panthers and the Golden Bears of California on Saturday. University of Pittsburgh volleyball team hosts number 15 SMU as the Panthers are the 5th straight week number 1 in the polls and 2nd straight as a unanimous number 1. And Coach Dan Fisher joins us, just reached his 300th win at the helm of Pitt volleyball against Boston College on Friday. Coach, good morning.
Morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
You got to be feeling the love. I mean, so many people who have eyes on Pitt Volleyball, who maybe didn't in the past. It's really been remarkable and fun to watch. So tonight you got SMU, and they're a newcomer to the ACC, which a couple of people asked me, SMU's in the ACC? Yeah, right?
Yeah, they were part of the league expansion, and they were a good team last year, and we knew they'd be a good addition, but I don't think we thought they'd, you know, would come out year one and beat Nebraska. So they've kind of established themselves as one of the best in the country this year.
And I'll tell you, just a couple of weeks ago when you played Penn State, you had a record crowd at the Pete tonight at the Fieldhouse. You're getting people that are just loving this. And what I just take away, Coach, from your team is just your individual talent and how they work as a team. And I love their attitude.
It's really been, you know, a good group to coach this year, and I just I'm proud of how the team, you know, represents the city, the university, and they're good students, and they are very, very competitive. So, yeah, I think we got a shot to win the whole thing this year.
Olivia Babcock recorded 12 aces in a single match against BC. That's a new program record. And I saw a social media video with her and Joe Starkey, Joe trying to handle her serves, and Joe couldn't handle it. I'm sure you saw that. That was wonderful.
Yeah, that was pretty good timing that Joe made a big deal about the serve, and then a week later she's set the record. So that was good.
Well, we're looking forward to also carrying the game here on KDKA, the world's first radio station. You'll be able to enjoy it if you can't be there at the Fitzgerald Fieldhouse tonight at 7. It's Pitt and number 15 SMU. So, Coach, good luck tonight and keep it rolling. A lot of fun to watch.
Appreciate carrying the game and for having me on. Thank you.
You got it. Pitt's volleyball coach, Dan Fisher, on the Big K Morning Show. And speaking of newcomers to the ACC, Aaron, I know you follow football so closely. Pitt also hosts California.
Here we go.
Saturday, 3:30 at Acrisure Stadium. Looks like the weather's going to be nice. Pitt's 5-0 rolling in.
Yep.
California's not played Pitt since 1966. That's even before you were born.
This is such an exciting year, I feel like, for Pitt sports. An exciting year.
Yeah, they've done well in almost every sport they're in. So it's been a good year so far, and Pitt could become bowl eligible Saturday afternoon.
How about that? Can you imagine if that happens and the Steelers also make it kind of far?
Well, if the Steelers could find a way to win the next two, it'll help exercise the demons of Sunday night's game at the end there. Because it came down to 4th-and-6 with 20 seconds left. And, you know, it was win or lose right there on one play.
Yep.
After you've come that far, disappointing, obviously, to lose. But if they can snag a win in Vegas this weekend and then home against the Jets, who are struggling, they just fired their coach.
Yep.
It could be a big weekend for fans.
Right. Could turn some things around.
Yeah. So, and tonight I'll be hosting the Pat Narduzzi Show with special guest Kanate Mumfield, their star receiver. And it'll be fun.
That'll be good.
Have you ever been to Hotel Indigo? It's where Bate Street comes down just before you cross the Hot Metal Bridge to the south side.
Yes, I know exactly what. I've never been inside.
It's really nice.
It looks phenomenal on the outside.
Yeah, it's a little surprising. And that's at 6 o'clock, so you want to come down, meet Coach and some of the players. It's a great opportunity
today
in that setting. Yeah.
Okay.
We're rolling.
Yeah,
we're rolling.
You do. You just continue to roll forward.
Next day, what's up? Oh, yeah, yeah. Here's the list.
Wasn't it just 10 p.m. last night you were leaving hometown heroes?
Yeah, well, I want to share some of what went on last night at our Hometown Heroes event, our 12th annual, and we'll do that coming up next on the Big K Morning Show. You have to wait for it. Last night, Stevie Wonder opened his 10-city tour of PPG Paints Arena, and her own morning news editor, Pat Septek, was there. Pat?
I was.
What was the show like?
Oh, my gosh. It was phenomenal. That song you just played, Superstition, that was the grand finale. That was his last song, and the crowd went nuts.
This was a concert that really came about. Normally, they announce shows months in advance, but this was only weeks in advance, and he didn't have any opening act, you said.
He did not. No. No opening act. It was just all Stevie, and he did have a guest performer, say, midway through the show. But he did all the hits, and it's kind of, this tour is kind of unusual. He's just hitting the battleground states in this election campaign, but it was not campaign oriented. In other words, he did not get political at all. He just says he wanted to bring people together, and he wanted to use music as a way of, you know, soothing some of the heartbreaks in our the country.
Yes, which is why people like a diversion of just going to a show and just enjoying the music.
Exactly.
Be in the moment.
Yeah.
Like when they go to a sporting event.
Yeah.
Just enjoy the game.
That's right. Thing. And escape. Yeah. But no, he was fantastic. He had a tight band behind him, 18 musicians, a horn section, five-man horn section, Sir Duke. Oh, my gosh.
You like that
song. So good, yes. Yeah, that's a great tune. And that's it. Yep.
What's amazing to me is a lot of these artists don't really have new music.
Yeah.
It's the same great music they've been playing, but that's kind of why you want to go.
That's right. If people want to hear the hits.
Yeah, play the hits,
that's
right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Now, in the same time frame, we were up at the Lamont at our 12th annual Hometown Heroes event, and it was a fun night. And really, now one of our heroes, Clarence McAllister, had a medical situation and had to leave, and I asked him, I was able to talk to him, I said, you want us to continue? He said, absolutely. Uh-huh. He was the man who jumped at the Jesus Dwelling Place Church in North Braddock.
Yes.
And save Pastor Germany. Remember a gunman and the gun jammed
Absolutely.
The first time? And then he jumped into action. He was one of our heroes last night, Clarence McAllister. So our thoughts with him and his family. Met his mom, 13 children.
Wow.
And I said, Mom, I said, you got to be
She's
really
a hero proud. Herself.
Yeah, I mean, and she was so sweet. And then we had John Bentu, works with, and co-founded, they have it's a charity thing for music. It's called Band Together, and they help kids on the autism spectrum because music's a great therapy. Yes. He's done so many other things. And Nancy Plavetsky, who created Ryan's Wings for her son, who passed with an overdose, and this is an issue that affects a lot of families. A lot of families understandably don't want to talk about it, but she created this to help other families who are struggling. Now, these are the kind of people. And then also Howard Smith, who broke the color barrier for hockey here, also a Navy veteran, and he utilizes his hockey talents and skills to help veterans with PTSD. They play games, create a friendship and bonding.
Yeah.
And then also helps children with special needs and other physical and mental challenges enjoy the game of hockey. So these are the kind of people, you know, that we had in this Todd DePestino, who's not a veteran, but he created the Veterans Breakfast Club.
Oh, nice.
Where he brings he had a tremendous amount of support with people there, recognized all the veterans. And those were our five hometown heroes. Aww. And then we had Jim Leland, who was just so cool, man.
I love Jim Leland.
Everybody loves Jim Leland.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? He fit in this town because he's just... And you know what he said? Lanny Fratteri, broadcast legend, obviously, who was doing the games when Jim Leland was the manager.
Sure, yeah.
And also, they became good friends over the years. So when Jim finally came up, he basically said, I'm no hero, you know, I just go to work, which was kind of the Pittsburgh mentality.
That's right. It sounds like something he would say.
So yeah. I want to thank our staff, PJ Kamanchik and Amy Mock, did a great job organizing our sales team. You know, this is one of those nights where everything kind of works.
Yeah.
You know, to what you really want to do is shine a light on people that are making a difference every day in our hometown.
Yeah, and it makes you feel good to be part of something like that.
I even got Erin out, and her husband Vinny came.
Yeah.
Right, Erin? You enjoyed the evening. That was your first time?
That was my first time, and I enjoyed it so much. I love those sort of events where there's people from all different avenues of work and sports all to celebrate, you know, people that don't mind it. Wow. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. You're the producer.
I've got different things playing in here, but yeah, it was a phenomenal night.
All right. Well, Pat, I'm glad you enjoyed Stevie.
I did.
And I want to thank everyone who was involved. We had Craig Patrick there, who was a former Lifetime Achievement Award winner, but we couldn't celebrate him in person during COVID.
That's right.
Kevin Colbert, two-time Super Bowl champ, former GM, was there. Jack Bogut sent us a shout out.
It was
a cool night.
Yeah. So sounds like it.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I'll let you get back to the newsroom where all the right. excitement is always.
Thank you, Larry.
Septek, the only disappointment was Pat should have opened for Stevie Wonder with the accordion in your Lederhosen.
And actually, I do play a Stevie Wonder song on my accordion. I just called to say I love you. So
next time you bring it in.
All right.
We'll dial that up.
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman, Marty Griffin's wife, about Kidsburg. But I do want to take just a minute to thank all of our partners for the Hometown Heroes event. Levin Furniture and Mattress. Thank you, Robert Levin. North Shore Tavern and Mike's Beer Bar, a newcomer. We appreciate them. PNC. Dr. Terry Sweeker-Reed and Phase 4 Learning Center, Centimark, they were so gracious, and the Dunlap family, and Kathy Slinchek, McGuire Memorial, the Lamont Restaurant, by the way, fantastic job, Performance Food Service, Schneider Downs, also the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Pittsburgh Steelers, AAA Travel, and Ryan's Wings. We also had HM3 Independence Fund, Aqua Guard, CASA, Westmoreland County, JP Roofing and Siding, thanks, Joe, Living Treasures Animal Park at the Laurel Highlands, Eastern Atlantic States Regional Council of Carpenters, Chartiers Country Club, Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall and Museum, and Pittsburgh Magazine. Thank you. You made it a great night. Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman, is with us every Wednesday at this time, and she'll come back with Marty a little later.
Yeah,
Christine,
1 o'clock.
Good morning.
Great. Yeah. Good to see you.
So, little different start to Kidsburg today, but a really important subject.
Yeah, we will get to the events because trust me, there are a zillion going on right now with this gorgeous fall weather. But I want to talk about something so important. It's lead testing. And just yesterday, President Biden announced an important initiative about getting rid of lead pipes. But this is particularly about lead paint. And in our region, as you probably know, lead was allowed in paint before 1978. Well, 60% of the homes in Pittsburgh were built before 1950 when lead was in the paint. And almost 40% in Allegheny County. Most of us have lead in the paint somewhere in our homes. Now, the problem is if that lead starts, if that paint starts chipping through several layers, especially if it's even on the outside, it can be tracked inside. And if kids ingest any lead, whether it's through breathing in the dust or maybe picking it up through their hands and mouth, you know, kids touch and put everything in their mouths, they can have major developmental delays. It's very serious. In fact, testing is required of kids at age 1 and 2. And believe it or not, 3% of kids under age 6 in Allegheny County had lead poisoning in 2023. But it's really bad in certain communities. There's 21% of kids tested positive for lead in their blood in Wilmerding, 21% in Neville Island, and 15% in Sheridan, Braddock, and Rankin. So this is
no idea.
Very serious problem. But here's the great thing. There is free lead testing for families with kids six and under and who have certain income qualifications. And if they find lead, they'll do the remediations for free. So if that means new windows, changing up the paint on the walls or, you know, helping with whatever remediation it may be, windows, sills, all that stuff, they will fix it so that your house is lead free and that your kids are safe. So check out this story at kidsburg.org and see. It's not just in Allegheny County. A lot of different counties have programs, and we have links to several of those, too.
And that said, really important information. So take advantage of the opportunity to do that and put your mind at ease or find out how you can remediate this situation.
And this also, I should say, applies to grandparents. If you have kids in the home, like they visit regularly,
right,
you can also get the free testing.
All right, road trip.
Yes.
Niagara Falls.
We just went and I had so much fun with the kids. We went back because we'd taken the kids when they were younger. Now we took them as teenagers. Again, so much fun. Kidsburg has some great road trip articles. We've had ones recently to Laurel Highlands, Columbus, Cleveland, D.C., family campgrounds. But this one is all about Buffalo and Niagara Falls. And what I love is that the woman who wrote the article, Meg St. Esprit, she did totally different things than our family did. So it's so cool. There's so much you can do. First of all, the article focuses more on Buffalo and the American side of the falls, because if you want to go to the Canadian side, you do need a passport. So
right,
if you don't have a passport, you're going to have to stay on the American side. Now, she shows so many fun things to do in Buffalo, Niagara. When we went to Buffalo, we loved going on the naval ships. There's a really cool submarine and missile cruiser and destroyer. She points out some other fun things to do there, including a children's museum, the old Fort Niagara, an aquarium, some really fun stuff to do there, and then also cool things to do, of course, at the falls. Now, my opinion, I think the Canadian side of the falls are better, so if you have a passport, I would suggest going over and exploring the Canadian side. But on both sides, you can take the boat right up to the, you know, where you get blasted by the mist. You wear the ponchos. It's so much fun. And then on the Canadian side, you can also go behind the falls. And what I love about the whole experience is this dichotomy of the beautiful natural wonder of the world. I mean, really one of the most spectacular, you know, waterfalls you'll ever see, if you could call it a waterfall. And then and it's beautiful landscaping, stone walls. And then you have Clifton Hill, which is probably one of the tackiest streets you've ever seen, with, you know, Ripley's, believe it or not, wax museums, roller coasters, you know, putt-putt, just all this fun man-made stuff.
I didn't know that stuff was there.
Yeah, there's a whole street of all this fun. And it's great for kids and families because you can really do both and enjoy just the whole experience.
Niagara Falls, and you'd be surprised, it's so close. How many Pittsburghers have it never been?
About 4.5 hours. In fact, my parents just went when they were here in September, loved it. I sent another family on the trip that we did, loved it, highly recommend it.
All right, it's Pumpkin Fest time. We're well underway for that.
Oh my gosh, so many fall festivals right now, featuring pumpkins. Particularly this Saturday from 1 to 5, there's the free Pumpkin Fest at Allegheny Commons Park, right on the north side. I mean, it's so much going on there, including hay rides, petting zoo, amusement rides, pony rides, you name it. It's going to be so much fun. And then on Saturday and Sunday, Zelianople has its fall festival. This is one of the longest running festivals. They've also got all kind of fun stuff, including a chili cook-off, free tractor rides. And then I want to mention Fort Ligonier Days. That's also a classic going on this weekend, right there at the actual Fort Ligonier, where you can see reenactments and all kind of kid-friendly activities. And it's the last weekend for the Oktoberfest, which is the brand new festival the city of Pittsburgh's doing, right on the 6th Street Bridge, the Clementi Bridge, with that Ferris wheel,
right,
which I'm told it helps if you get your tickets in advance. You won't have to wait in line. And there's all kind of kids' activities in addition to all the, you know, beer garden stuff.
I saw the Ferris wheel from the Lamont last night at our hometown heroes dinner, and it's beautiful. And the bridges that are now all lit up.
Yes.
That's just project just finished in the last, I think, year or two, where our bridges have all this lighting. So the city looked amazing.
Yeah, it's a really cool idea to put the Ferris wheel on that bridge there. I'm excited to try it.
All right, kidsburg.org. Christine, thank you.
Thank you.
And you'll be back with Marty at 1.
Yeah, 1 o'clock. And we're hoping to talk to my parents who are in Florida right now, you know, preparing for the storm. Oh. Thankfully, they're in Central Florida, but a lot of people there, you know, are going to be experiencing it one way or another.
Well, wish certainly them the best.
Thank you.
And a lot of focus will be about this storm.
And Larry,
so many connections.
We all know.
Including Christine's parents.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'll be calling in this afternoon at 1.
Her mother's been called the hurricane, but that's a different topic, Larry.
That's when she comes into town, you said.
The weather changes when she arrives.
Stop.
No, but just doesn't seem right, man. Yeah. I mean, they still got all that damn debris from Helene. It's horrible.
It's so close. It's
horrible,
crazy.
Man.
We checked in with Mike Gallagher, as a Pittsburgher, as you know.
Oh,
the
he's
Central.
A great guy.
He lives in Tampa now. And he said his son and daughter were driving back to Pittsburgh. This was yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
They had to go to 17 gas stations to get enough gas.
Oh,
20% of the gas stations are empty.
Wow.
Which is kind of low, I thought. I thought it'd be higher by
went
now.
Went to the stores, and they're out of, you know, bottled water, milk, mm-hmm. all the stuff.
You know
stations.
What they say, though, to a person there? It's all cool.
They would still live there. Still live there no matter
However,
what.
However, most middle-class families can no longer afford insurance. Had a guy on the phone yesterday with a million-dollar-plus house who has no insurance.
It's rolling the dice.
Honey, just for the wind insurance, $20,000
a year.
Wow.
A year.
And that doesn't count water.
No.
Which is a whole different issue.
Well, you'll be getting into that coming up with Marty and
Christine. Plus, we're going off on this insanely ridiculous, obnoxious tax increase. And my boy Fitz carrying Sarah's water. Oh. Bad idea. Bad idea.
Coming up.
Bad idea, Fitz. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.